Okay, welcome to a special Tuesday edition of the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. This is going to be episode 301 because and Tuesday timeline will return next week because this week we have Monday Night Raw and we have the Elimination Chamber predictions. I'm Elio, he's Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Not much, man, but oh my God. Thank you for agreeing to do this show. You know, because originally, folks, we were going to include NXT in this show, hence why we're doing it at 10 p.m. Instead of our regular time, although you guys typically wouldn't know that because you hear our show the next day or whatever. But we typically do this show earlier, but we originally wanted to put NXT in the show, but we're choosing not to because, quite frankly, in our opinion, that we're not knocking anybody who enjoys NXT, but in our opinion, this particular episode was just truly atrocious. So we're
What are
still.
you, what are you doing with this Joe Gacy Dijak kidnapping
I don't know.
storyline
And then Luca Crisafino trying to like talk
and
sense into Dijak. What the fuck?
the Oh my God. Stop. Make it stop.
I have no idea. And then it looks like Tony D'Angelo is turning heel. I don't know. But
Oh,
anywho,
for real? Jesus.
that's
Okay.
what I got out of that promo. But nonetheless, so
Fuck.
we're sparing you the larger review of that show. But on the positive side, we are doing a full-fledged version of Wrestling Roulette. We did not have that on the last show because Elio had to go to a Valentine's Day party. So he was running a little late and he needed to try on outfits.
What
So
are you doing?
I had to let him go a little early, but tonight we will review last night's Monday Night Raw, which actually I thought was very good, and we will also give you, as Elliot said in the beginning, the predictions for this weekend's Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, which we will not be watching live because it takes place at 5 in the morning, and I have better things to
If
do such as staring at the back of my eyelids.
I do, it'll only be because I couldn't sleep anymore and I decided to wake up.
Well,
Otherwise, yeah, I'm not, I wouldn't get up to watch that at 5 in the morning.
well, I told you guys on, I forget which show it was, but it's on the show where we discovered that this was on at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was telling the audience that the only time I ever got up early to watch a show was with WWE's Beast in the East special, where Brock Lesnar
Why?
took on Ricochet.
Why? Why?
I don't
Was it
know.
good? Was it good? Was it a good show?
No,
What are you doing?
but the thing is, I figured, it could be cool because the Japanese audience might be different, but it turned out to be a dud. So anyway, let's get on with the rest of the show, and hopefully you guys enjoy.
All right, well, we'll start Monday Night Raw. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So high points, there are actually a lot of high points, if I'm being honest with you. Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre. I was really surprised, actually, that Drew got the pinfall victory. Now, I understand that the Bloodline got involved and things like that, but I actually like that on a multitude of fronts because it fits in nicely on both Rhodes' side of what he's got going on with the Bloodline and also McIntyre's history with the Bloodline. And it kind of is You gotta remember, McIntyre has just as much reason as anybody else to have an issue with the bloodline. And yet he's the one that benefited and didn't hesitate at all to capitalize off of Solo Sikoa and Jimmy's interference in the match. I'm sorry, Solo Sikoa and I forget who else interfered, but it was one of the...
Jimmy Uso.
Yes, I believe so. And so McIntyre got a victory over Cody, and I believe they were making a big deal out of this being a first pinfall loss for Cody in a very long time. So that was, I figured that was a very nice touch. And I enjoyed this match. It was very, very good. And then other high points were Chad Gable versus Ivar. I mean, Chad Gable is so underrated. Yes, it was a sub 9 minute match, but Chad Gable should not be able to suplex a 300+ pound man in Ivar.
Right?
That just doesn't seem like natural to me.
You know, he suplexes Ivar. I can just imagine him suplexing Eric.
Yeah, well, actually, Ivar seems to me to have more mass on him by a long shot than Eric does.
Yeah, but I mean, Eric's taller though.
Oh, well, I didn't really catch that, but nonetheless.
I'm saying like the build between both like Ivar's like more no, but Eric's got the taller feature.
Oh, well, that makes sense. And then obviously the main event. I love the main event because number one, it sets up things so nicely for two separate things to happen at WrestleMania. Number one, we have, well, let's talk about the match first. Number one, this was a fantastic match. Which we thought it would be when we last talked about it on the last show that we did. And yes, the result I think was rather predictable, and I think you agreed with me on that assessment. But they did a nice job with making it feel like Jay had a chance, and Jay was doing his best work in order to get one over on Gunther,
Excuse
and
Walter.
yes, it is, and had his brother not gotten involved started hitting the bell incessantly before the three count off the splash, then I think he would have won the Intercontinental title. But the reason why I like this on a multitude of fronts, number one, is that we have now officially started the build for Jimmy versus Jay at WrestleMania, which I'm betting will be a much better match than the one that they had at SummerSlam. I'm not saying the one that they had at SummerSlam was bad, Elio, but it was missing something. And I think
Yeah.
that was because the Bloodline story at the time was ice cold. Do you agree with that? Okay.
Because there are weeks where like the story picked up, and then there are weeks where it's like, yeah, it was just there.
Yeah. So I think with this one and then with everything that they have going on right now, I think that this particular match the second go around has a much better chance of succeeding. Plus, on a personal level, how cool is it for those two brothers to be on WrestleMania together, facing
Right?
off against each other?
I don't.
Like that, I mean, it's one thing to win tag team titles because they've done that so many times. I'm not discounting that, but I mean, to face off against each other, in a singles match at WrestleMania, how fucking cool was that? So just, because I can imagine doing that with my brother and how cool that would be, or even one of my friends from the wrestling business and how cool that would be. I mean, and I'm not even a twin, and I think that would be amazing. So I can only imagine how they must feel. So on a human level, I'm just happy for those guys because the work that they're doing is tremendous.
Yeet.
I'm sorry.
Yeet.
Exactly. Did you see Jay's promo before the match when he was walking toward the camera? That was hilarious.
Think it's about it. I saw the one I saw the like video package where he was saying if y'all want me to if y'all want to see me win the Intercontinental Champion, say yeet.
Oh my God.
I think I saw that one. I must have missed the other one. I didn't
But
get to see it just yet.
yeah, the live promo that he cut backstage beforehand was awesome. But anyway, the second aspect of this with Gunther winning that I like is I think this sets up Gunther versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. And I think this answers a question that we had on the last show, which who's going to take the Intercontinental title off of Gunther? I think it's going to be
Ooh,
Sami Zayn
really?
because, yeah. And I'll tell you.
He's had a long run. This is like I told you, this is his NXT UK Championship run all over again.
Well, exactly. But the reason why I say that is, and it's not just because of this week, but for the last several weeks, Sammy has been having these promos in the stands about not having a match at WrestleMania, not really knowing his role after being in such a prominent role last year, and kind of.
And the last one, Shinsuke interrupted, which was, I kind of like the feel of the empty stand, and it was kind of creepy when Shinsuke's music played, or that creepy music, and he just appears on the screen.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, Shinsuke versus Sammy would also be a good match, but I think it's going to be Shinsuke versus or Sammy versus Gunther for the IC title at WrestleMania, and I think Sammy's going to win it. Which, if they go that route, I think that would be amazing. So I think Raw just did an excellent job of setting things up, and so far on the road to WrestleMania, I think this has been the best show by far. I mean,
See,
not even close.
this is a good go home show for a pay-per-view. Now, I wonder if SmackDown will be the same this time, because their go home shows have not been good.
Now, I am dubious about SmackDown because much like NXT tonight,
I was recorded. I think I answered my own
so
question.
I think we have our own answer figured out there, but that does not take away from how good Raw is. I mean, usually Raw is just an absolute struggle for me to get through. I'm just being honest with you. And don't get me wrong, it's been much better under the new administration. I'm not saying it's that level of bad, but it's just so long, and like the distance between the good stuff and the not so important stuff is just it's a steep gap, is all I'm saying. So that's what I have for Monday Night Raw. Elio, what do you have?
Basically, I really have a low point since like a lot of high points, and they were pretty much the same as you. That Drew McIntyre, Cody Rhodes, the Jey Uso and Gunther match, Chad Gable and Ivar.
Yeah.
Pretty much I the only the one I added was Judgment Day and True and R-Truth DIY.
Yeah, okay, cool. And with that, we will shift over to the Elimination Chamber predictions, because I'm
All right, so did you have the lineup?
Yes, I do.
All right, let me pull lineup up on my end here. Elimination Chamber 2024. Okay, it's not even called Elimination Chamber 2024. It's called Elimination Chamber Perth. Excuse me. Okay.
Oh, yes, we made such a mistake. I'm sorry.
Right? Jeez. All right, Ben, so let's get into Elimination Chamber 2024. Alright, so how do you want to do this? You want to go bottom to top or top to bottom?
Let's go bottom to top.
Alright, so the first match, I think this is going to be bookended by both chambers, like the one chamber to start and one chamber to end. So the first one I have on my list is the Men's Elimination Chamber, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul.
I have Drew McIntyre winning the chamber.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go with Drew as well because he keeps going on and on about how he wants the world championship, and so yeah. Otherwise, we're gonna keep hearing it forever. So I'm gonna go with Drew on that one, for him to finish his story, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly.
Everyone wants to finish their story.
Yeah, it's becoming a very tired narrative.
All right, next is for the Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley defending against Nia Jax. I've got Rhea Ripley.
I do too. Although it's not out of the realm of possibility, it's going to be Nia Jax, and I understand where we are in it being Rhea Ripley's home country, and logically they would have to have her win, otherwise there's going to be a riot.
Barbara, do you want to see Becky Lynch against Nia Jax at WrestleMania?
No, but what I'm saying is
Yeah,
logically,
no, I know, I get it, yeah.
based off what we've been seeing, Nia Jax has been destroying everybody. So once they have Nia Jax lose, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Are they going to insert her at WrestleMania? Because I sure as fuck don't want to see a triple threat match.
I hope not. No triple threat match. I don't want that.
Oh my God, that would just be awful. But yeah, for this one, I have Rhea Ripley.
So that leads us into the women's elimination chamber: Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Raquel Rodriguez. I'm going with Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I gotta go with Becky Lynch on this one. Not to be boring, folks, but everything that we're seeing on TV just leads us to those predictions, you know? So it's not that we're matching on purpose. It's just based on our own logic.
And then the last one for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships, Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic. I'm going with Judgment Day because I don't see them losing until at least WrestleMania or the night after.
Yeah, I got Judgment Day.
Hey Ben, what do you think about that new that name, New Catch Republic?
I hate it.
I
And
don't get it.
it's not even that name on the thing I'm looking at.
Well, what is it?
CBS Sports just has it as British Strong Style.
Oh no, but Tyler Bates said it on SmackDown when they were being interviewed backstage, and he's looking at Pete Dunne, and he's like, "I've got the perfect name for our team, New Catch Republic."
Okay, what is this? Star Wars?
I have no idea.
What
He's,
the
I'll
fuck is
tell you,
this?
I just clicked on the link for New Catch Republic, and it leads to another article with the heading British Strong Style.
So I'm not just making things up,
No.
but I just said, okay. So was that all the matches for
That was all the matches for Elimination Chamber. Now, Ben, I was looking at the New Japan website, and so of course Friday, February 23rd and Saturday, February 24th, they have the New Beginning in Sapporo, which I was saying was nicknamed. It's NJPW debut, and Matt Riddle on that card.
Yep.
Following that, on March 6th is the anniversary event, which I didn't even look at this one yet. But so far, there's only one match scheduled, and it's the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, who between the winner of this match, Tetsuya Naito and Sonata, which takes place on February 24th, and they will face the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, whoever that will be, between the match and in the match between Desperado and Show on the February 23rd show.
Okay, very cool.
And then following that, we have our next big event. From Thursday, March 7th to Wednesday, March 20th, it's the New Japan Cup 2024.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be interesting because I've never seen that before, so
So
that'll be very interesting.
those are, I don't yeah, I don't see any matches or match lineups just yet. I only see ticket information, but the first one will be on March 7th at Corken Hall.
Very cool.
So when I get those lineups, I guess I'll message you, and you can pick whichever one you want. And of course, you know how I watch all these shows.
Yeah, I think you just think you pick and choose, right? Because you can't handle all the tag team wrestling.
Yeah, but I mean, you know how I watch all the, you know how I get to see all these New Japan shows. So that'll be
Yeah.
how you're gonna watch them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess we've still got time, but I think we can go into a commercial right now, and we'll come
Absolutely.
back
And
and
when
wrap
we
it
come
up.
back,
We'll wrap it up with Wrestling Roulette.
absolutely.
All right, we are back, and Ben, it is time for Wrestling Roulette. We didn't get to do it the other day, so we have Wrestling Roulette tonight.
Absolutely.
All right, so Wayne works. I play 21 tracks. I play 10 seconds. Ben has to guess which wrestler that theme belongs to, and we have the obstacles. If a wrestler's theme shows up more than once, it is -1 point. Let me get the counter ready just so I can keep track of everything.
You ever notice how I do much better at this version of the game over POV? It's just POV makes me seem wrestling like illiterate when it comes to the theme songs, and it's like I'm not, but the 5 second thing is just killer.
Well, I think Tony told you already what they used to do at the beginning of the show, like before the 5 second shuffle. Did he tell you?
No.
It
I don't
wasn't
think
never,
so.
it wasn't always 5 seconds. It used to be 3 seconds.
Oh, that would have been horrific. Because with a lot of them, you can't get anything in 3 seconds.
Especially the ones that have like that slow start where you can barely hear any music, and it's like just like low and slowly rises.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Right, here is your first one.
Los Lotharios.
Los Lotharios. All right, you go number two.
Okay, bro.
Okay, bro.
Past. I don't know who uses that as a theme.
That is the Destruction Crew from AWA, Mike Enos and Wayne Bloom. Or as you know them, the Beverly Brothers.
Okay.
But
I
yeah,
wouldn't have.
that was the Destruction Crew. I love that team in AWA, even though they came out dressed as construction workers, but like I just liked the tag team itself. It was the
Too
eighties.
bad Wayne Bloom's son is doing whatever he's doing. I
Right.
can't figure him out.
All right, here we go. Number f four.
Yeah.
I'm
I have
gonna
no idea.
I'm gonna give you another one because I can't even I don't even know whose theme that is. I gotta look that up. All right,
Okay.
what's it called? Shining Samurai. Oh, okay. You know what? Never mind. So you have no idea who it is? I
No.
know. I just read who it is. That is Hikaru Shida.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, Shining Samurai. Okay, number five.
Pass, I don't know.
The
I've never been more proud of myself. Than you.
gobbledygooker. Wait till we get to Survivor Series 90.
Oh God.
And
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Pass.
That is Dean Malenko.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Oh my fucking God. Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh.
Yeah.
Just shoot.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to
The Elite.
the elite. Okay, that
But
you're on
by
board
the way, boo,
four.
motherfucking
Yeah,
immature children. Good God. Fuck out of here.
their other persona with immature children. I'm kind of digging this new character change. Because they're not
Okay.
acting like the stupid immature children that we usually see.
Oh God, Elio have higher standards. Oh dear.
You're muted, Ben. All right, number nine.
Yo, Sky.
I love that theme. All right.
I don't have a single clue.
That is Alexa Bliss.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah.
Have not a clue.
That is Sylvester 2K.
Are you serious? You know what? This is just pissing me
Oh, you only have five. You're like you. We ran through 11. You've caught up
the
other times. Hold on. Give it a chance. Don't be so quick to dismiss.
fuck
You're always quick to dismiss.
off. A lesson from the dean.
Here we go.
I don't know.
That is draws.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Okay, this I'm sure you will get the next one.
Carrying cross.
Karrion Kross. All right.
Gold dust.
Goldust, are we up to 14, I believe?
Yes.
All right. See, 7 and 14. All right, here we go.
Don't have a clue.
That is Tatum Paxley.
Yep, never would have got that. I don't even care. Lita.
Lita. All right, you're on the board with eight. All right.
World's largest love machine, Viscera.
Viscera.
Viscera. You're on board nine, so that's 17 through four more. You're
Yep.
going number.
Britt Baker.
Britt Baker. You're on board with 10, so that's 17, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, 18 coming up.
Dom Paul Levesque.
Who?
John Paul Levesque.
No, it is not.
Oh, shut up.
It's Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Same thing, you bitch.
The same
Same person, sounds like damn near the same theme. Go back to the WCW version, you bitch. Do your research.
That's what you fans out there should be doing, your research, because you don't know shit. All right, number nine, you're on the board with 11. Number 19, here we go.
clue at all.
That is the mighty Hercules.
The fuck is that? I've been seeing plenty of Hercules matches lately because we've been covering a lot of 80s pay-per-views, and I have never heard that music.
Really? Yeah,
I have never heard that music.
that's when he turned face.
Oh, you dumb mother.
What?
Oh, you. Not you, but just in general. It's just
Oh.
frustrating. What the?
Wait, number 20, you ready?
Yes, sir.
If you're feeling lonely today.
The Firefly Funhouse.
Yes, actually that is the actual theme. Where if you were said Bray Wyatt, then yeah. But yeah. Sorry, I'm over 12.
Cool.
All right, last one, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Very good.
All right, your final score is 13.
I did come back.
Told you, always quick to dismiss. Now,
Very good.
if it was like 2 and 15, then it would have been like, okay, we have to redo
Exactly.
this. This is ridiculous. All right, so that's it for Wrestling Roulette. That brings us to the end of the show. Of course, we have a couple of birthdays before we sign off for the week. Well, until Saturday. Of course, we have a birthday on Thursday. The Lone Wolf, Andy Anderson.
Very cool.
And then on Sunday we have Tony's birthday.
We'll have to celebrate with him on Friday.
So there's that, and is there anything else?
No, I think we're good. Make sure you guys enjoy the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, and I
You
know.
know what? You know what? I'm gonna go back into my childhood on Saturday because when I was growing up, I was around 11, 12 years old. You wanna know how my Saturdays were? I'd wake up, have breakfast. Just hang around and like be in my room.
Yep.
12 p.m. 12 p.m. I'd sit down and have lunch and watch Wrestling Challenge. That was my Saturdays.
Very cool.
So I'm gonna have to do that on Saturday. I have to sit down and have lunch and watch Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, some things never change. 12-year-old Elio to 51-year-old Elio. Some things never change.
51? You mean 50? What are you talking about? 51.
Oh, okay. 50. I'm sorry. I misjudged by a year. I'm sorry.
Okay, Adam Cole.
So sensitive.
Right, so that's it for the show. Enjoy Liberty's Chamber. We'll be back on Saturday night with our post show for Elimination Chamber. And Tuesday we have the return of timeline to Tuesday timeline with Rumble 90.
Yep, absolutely. So even though this show was a little bit more brief, that was only because we had a little bit less to cover and we didn't want to bore you with NXT because I damn near
Right.
fell asleep, I swear to God. But we would rather fill the airwaves with quality content rather than fluff and have you listen to nothing for the sake of filling up time. But we will be back plenty this week with plenty more content. So you won't even have a chance to miss us. In the meantime, if you haven't caught it yet, make sure you catch up with our 300th episode, which was recorded on Saturday. That was posted on last night, as a matter of fact, at 8 o'clock. So make sure you catch up with that.
I like this. I'm gonna start doing this. I'm gonna so you don't have you won't have, you don't have to worry about asking if the show is uploaded. I like scheduling because I know that it'll be posted at a set time.
Very good. I like that too. And so now we know it's posted for you guys, and I have listened to it, and I always listen to it to make sure there's no audio issues or anything like that, so that we don't sound stupid, like some of these IWC people.
Oh my God, and I see a lot of them on TikTok.
Oh,
Jeez, they
Jesus.
are stupid.
And you asked me why I don't use social media and had an issue with
Yeah,
WPOV using social media sometimes. I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I'm in that age range. I'm 35, but it's just sometimes I feel like I was born in the wrong generation. Anyway, enjoy Elimination Chamber. I know we will. I'm really enjoying this road to WrestleMania, and we will be back on Saturday night.